Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub. Have you ever heard the expression, honesty is the best policy? Why do you think it's important to tell the truth? Well, in today's story, we'll meet a mischievous man who tells one too many falsehoods to a queen, and he gets himself into a royal mess. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called The Shepherd's Disguise. It comes to us from Germany, a country in Europe. The Jewish community there was sharing this tale as many as 600 years ago. Some really great people came together to help bring you this folktale, including Tony Hale, whom you grown-ups may recognize from the award-winning HBO series Veep, and the comedic sitcom Arrested Development. So, circle around, everyone, for The Shepherd's Disguise. It's not easy being a queen. You have decrees to make, staff to hire, events to plan. That's why you might bring on a special team of royal advisors, wise people who help you make wise decisions. But once upon a time, there was a queen who had an advisor who was anything but wise. His name was Lemuel. In truth, no one had any idea how Lemuel had gotten his very important job. It seemed that all he did each day was loaf around the palace, wandering the great halls and lounging on velvet chairs. Yet the truth is, that's not all Lemuel was doing. When people saw him drifting through the palace, he was actually sneaking around, trying to spy on his fellow advisors. And when people saw him lazing about on velvet chairs, he was actually cocking his head toward the wall, straining his ears to listen in on the advisors' meetings going on in the next room. Lemuel became so good at eavesdropping on his fellow advisors that very often he would steal their ideas. He'd overhear them working on a problem for the queen, and as soon as they found a solution, he'd sprint over to Her Royal Majesty and give her the answer, claiming that it was his.
My queen, I have spent days, no, months, trying to figure out this tricky problem, but I am pleased to announce that, as usual, at last my brilliant brain has figured out what you should do.
This kind of thing happened again and again. So, naturally, Lemuel was the queen's favorite.
Oh, Lemuel. I shouldn't be at all surprised to hear my favorite advisor has come up with yet another brilliant solution. What would I do without you?
Oh, it is all in a day's work, and I am always at your service, Your Majesty.
Now, as you can imagine, it wasn't long before Lemuel's fellow advisors had had enough of his hijinks.
I am so sick and tired of that Lemuel.
I know, right? Always taking credit for things he hasn't done.
And answers he hasn't come up with.
And the way he kisses up to the queen while we do all the work.
Yuck, forget about it.
I don't know. Maybe we should just tell the queen the truth.
Maybe we should. We'll tell her that Lemuel has never had an original idea in his life.
And all the so-called wise advice he gives, he hears from us.
Let's do it.
So the other advisors went to the queen and told her everything that had been going on.
I appreciate you telling me all of this, but there's no way you speak the truth. Lemuel is always the first to give me advice, and time and again, it's brilliant. But listen, you've all been so faithful to me through the years. Just to satisfy you, I will put Lemuel to a test. A test with a very difficult solution. And if he doesn't come up with a solution on his own, well then, I will know you were telling me the truth. But I'm sure he'll find an answer, as he and his brilliant brain always do.
The advisors walked away, pleased that Her Royal Highness had listened to them. The following day, the queen summoned Lemuel to her throne.
Yes, Your Majesty? You asked to see me? By the way, may I just say that your crown looks especially sparkly today? The way the diamonds and rubies catch the light is positively stunning!
Why, thank you, Lemmel. Now, as you know, I have long relied on you to give me the most excellent and brilliant advice. So today I have three very important questions that require your expert opinion. If you can give me an answer, I will reward you richly.
Lemmel's heart fluttered at the thought of a rich reward. What could it be? Silver? Gold? Maybe a new position as her advisor-in-chief?
Oh, my queen, you know you can always count on me to provide the key that will solve your every problem.
Indeed, Lemmel, indeed. But you must know, these three questions I'm asking, they are top secret. Tippy-tippy top. No one must ever hear them or even know that you and I spoke of this today.
Lemmel was overjoyed to be taken into such close confidence with the queen. To think that she had chosen him, just him, over all her other advisors.
All right, your majesty. I will answer your questions. You know it always gives me such pleasure to be the comb that untangles your problems.
Very well. Here are my questions. The first thing I'd like you to tell me is this. What is the difference between a rising sun and a setting sun?
Ah, the difference between a rising sun and a setting sun. Okay, got it. Next.
The second thing I'd like to know. How far are the heavens from the earth?
How far are the heavens from the earth? Easy enough. Piece of cake. And the third question?
My third question. And we know each other so well, I'm certain you'll be able to answer it without any problems.
The queen paused, her lips curling into a little smile.
My third question is, what am I thinking?
Lemmel felt his hands begin to shake. These weren't exactly the kinds of problems he could overhear the other advisors talking about, and it wasn't as if he could ask them for their help. If he wanted to please the queen and collect his rich reward, he would have to find some other way.
Oh, my queen, what fine questions indeed. As you know, a brilliant brain such as mine needs time to tackle such complex and puzzling problems. If you could give me one day, 24 hours, I will return with your answers.
Of course, Lemmel, of course. But remember...
The queen reached out and took Lemmel's hand.
The answers must come from you and you alone. You must not discuss these matters with anyone else. If you do...
The queen squeezed Lemmel's hand hard.
You will be asked to leave the palace and the kingdom.
Lemmel bid the queen farewell and stepped outside. He was shaking so hard he had to grab onto one of the velvet chairs for support.
My. What is the difference between a rising sun and a setting sun? How far are the heavens from the earth, and what is the queen thinking? Oh, those questions are impossible. If I don't find the answers, I'll have to leave the kingdom. Oh, I need to get help. The question is where?
Lemmel sure is in a pickle, isn't he? What do you think he'll do? Will he find a way to collect his rich reward from the queen? Or will he find himself banished from the palace and the kingdom? We'll find out after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/circle round. That's Indeed.com/circle round. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Our story today is called The Shepherd's Disguise. When we left off, the Queen's royal advisor, Lemuel, had a problem. The Queen wanted him to answer three tricky questions, and he wasn't allowed to ask anyone for help. But during his entire time at the palace, Lemuel had gotten ahead by eavesdropping on other people's conversations and stealing their ideas as his own.
Okay, the Queen doesn't want me talking to anyone else about these three questions of hers, so relying on my fellow advisors. I know. I'll go for a walk in the country. I'll definitely run into someone who can help me, some commoner who's never met the Queen and could never rat me out. I'll ask them the questions and take their ideas, and the Queen will never, ever know. That's exactly what I'll do.
So Lemuel set off into the countryside. He passed by fields and forest, but saw no one on his way. As he walked, he repeated the Queen's questions over and over.
Oh, what is the difference between a rising sun and a setting sun? How far are the heavens from the earth? What is the Queen thinking?
As the day wore on, Lemuel grew tired. He also grew quite hot. He was wearing his royal cloak and garments, which were made of heavy wool and lined with silk. He stopped for a moment to wipe his brow, when suddenly he heard someone whistling.
What's that? Is someone there? Oh, finally! Another person!
Looking around, Lemuel spotted a shepherd walking with his flock. The shepherd was staring straight at him, with a funny look on his face.
Ah, hello, good man. How are you this fine day?
The question is, how are you? I heard you muttering to yourself just a moment ago, and I couldn't help wondering if maybe you needed some help.
Well, actually, yes, I do need some help. You see, I am a royal advisor to the Queen, her favorite royal advisor, I might add, and she has sent me on a very important mission.
A very important mission, huh?
Yes, a mission so important that it's tippy-top secret. But you look like an honest guy, so I think I can trust you. You see, I must give the Queen the answers to three questions, and if I don't, I will be fired from my job and forced to leave the kingdom.
The shepherd scratched his head.
Three questions, eh? Is that what I heard you muttering over there? Yeah, I thought I caught something about the sun, the heavens, what the Queen is thinking.
Yes, yes. Yes, 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 all of the above. The Queen wants me to tell her the difference between a rising sun and a setting sun, how far the heavens are from the earth, and finally she wants me to tell her what she's thinking. I have spent my entire day trying to figure out these riddles, and even though I have quite the brilliant brain, ridiculously brilliant, I might add, so far I have come up with bupkis.
Bupkis?
No, it's another word for nothing. I've come up with nothing!
A grin spread across the shepherd's face.
You know what? I think I might be able to help you out.
Lemuel grabbed the shepherd and enwrapped him in a big bear hug.
Oh, really, really? You can help me? Oh, really and truly?
Yes. Now, here's what we'll do. You'll take off this royal cloak of yours and give it to me. I'll give you my jacket, and you'll stay here with the sheep. Then I'll go to the Queen and try and answer her questions. If she's satisfied, I'll come back and we'll switch places again. I'll pick up my sheep and you'll go back to the palace where once again you'll be the Queen's favorite royal advisor.
As I'm sure you can guess, Lemuel was a big fan of this idea. If the shepherd failed, Lemuel would be safe out here in the country. He didn't know the first thing about tending sheep, but hey, he could always eavesdrop on other shepherds to pick up some pointers. But if the shepherd succeeded in answering the Queen's questions, Lemuel could return to his former life and be richly rewarded.
All right, my man. We have a deal. Now, give me that jacket. Oh, and those sheep.
The shepherd slipped on Lemuel's royal garments and set off for the palace. When the guards saw him coming, they assumed he was Lemuel and let him in with barely a glance. The shepherd marched up to the queen's throne and bowed down low.
Your Highness, 3 days I've spent puzzling over your questions, and at last I've come up with an answer.
That's wonderful to hear, Lemuel. But please, stop bowing. You know there's no need for such formalities between you and me.
The shepherd continued to bow.
Oh, but Your Majesty, the questions were so intricate, so involved. My brain struggled and grappled and wrestled with your riddles. I now feel infinitely humbled. I'll only rise if my answers meet with your satisfaction.
Very well, then. So tell me the answer to my first question. What is the difference between a rising sun and a setting sun?
The difference between a rising sun and a setting sun, Your Highness, is none other than the whole world.
The queen was pleased. That answer seemed reasonable enough. After all, the sun rises on one side and sets on the other, with the world in between.
Go on, Lemuel, my wise and faithful advisor, and tell me the answer to my second question. How far are the heavens from the earth?
I've pondered this one deeply, my queen, and here's what I've come up with. The heavens are as far from the earth as the earth is from the heavens.
The queen smiled. She couldn't argue with that one. And to think the other advisors thought Lemuel was a fake. Wow, were they wrong about that?
You're doing well, my friend. Now finally, tell me the answer to my third question. What am I thinking?
You ask, what are you thinking, Your Majesty? And my answer is this. Right now, you are thinking that I am Lemuel, your royal advisor. But the truth is...
The shepherd jumped up and threw off the royal cloak, revealing worn overalls and a patched-up shirt underneath.
The truth is, I am the shepherd who tends your sheep in the pastures below.
The queen was so surprised, she fainted. When the queen came to, the shepherd told her the whole story. How Lemuel had approached him and asked for help with his questions. How the two men had swapped places so that the shepherd could meet with the queen.
So my other advisors were right. Lemuel isn't nearly as wise as I thought him to be. So much for him and his brilliant brain. Listen, my friend, if anyone has a brilliant brain here, it's you. What would you say about coming on as my royal advisor? You'll take Lemuel's place while he stays in the fields with the sheep.
I'd say, absolutely. My brilliant brain would be foolish not to.
So the shepherd joined the queen's staff of royal advisors, and he got along wonderfully well with the others. He always respected their expert opinion on royal matters, and they respected his. As for Lemuel, he stayed on with the sheep, who have no ideas to steal. Now it's your turn. Lemuel's story shows us how important it can be to get along with others, especially when it comes to solving problems. Think about a problem you'd like to solve, and how you can work with other people to find a solution. Maybe you can team up with your family to figure out a way to get to school on time. Or you can get together with friends to clean up a local park. Figure out what your problem is and who will help you solve it, then share your plan with a grown-up and talk together about how you can put your plan into action. Today's story, The Shepherd's Disguise, was adapted by Jessica Alpert and me, Rebecca Shear. Original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Casting is by Amy Lippin's CSA, along with help from our executive producer, Jessica Alpert. Our intern is Chris Yulian. Special thanks to this week's actors, Kim Schraff, Maisie Scarpa, Roseanne Kane, Jacob Yeh, Mitch Hebert, and Tony Hale. Grown-ups, you can catch Tony on the HBO comedy Veep and the Netflix series Arrested Development. Can't get enough of The Shepherd's Disguise? You can find other versions of this story and some beautiful illustrations by Sabina Hahn, including some you can color. It's all on our website. Tell your grown-ups they can find us at wbur.org/circleround. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Connect with us on Facebook. Tell your grown-ups they can find us at facebook.com/circleroundpodcast. And if Twitter's more your thing, our handle is at @comecircleround. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us.